he goes out and talks about jobs. And apparently he wanted to remind everybody that he thinks women are dumb, blacks are dumb, and Hispanics are dumb. And if anybody hears this any different, and I'm talking to all of you, and I see Savvy's up in this piece. If anybody hears something other than what I'm about to show you, or so that you can hear it, please, this is why I want to make this interactive today, because all I hear is the President of the United States saying women are dumb shits, blacks are dumb shits, and Hispanics are dumb shits, and he's doing this for you. Cut one.
We not only recovered all the jobs we lost during the pandemic, we've added millions more. We've seen record lows in unemployment, particularly, and I've focused on this my whole career, particularly for African Americans and Hispanic workers and veterans. You know, the workers without high school diplomas, the lowest unemployment rate in 70 years for women now.
My bad. I forgot us veterans. We're dumb as shit, too. He couldn't line up a bigger group of people and say, hey, we got y'all jobs, even though you ain't got a high school diploma and you're dumb as shit. How about that, blacks? How about that, Hispanics? How about that, veterans? And how about that, women? Tell me if I'm wrong. I would really like to know. And the only hand I see up is tap for nerd. Go.
Well, Chad, I am not going to be telling you are wrong. I'm just going to say that I'm just a dumb veteran, author, small business owner, and developer. And as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to Biden, I'm not going to get ticked off at him anymore because I don't see him as physically capable of doing anything right now, because all respect to the presidency, I do believe the man has Alzheimer's and doesn't have the capability to improve. And so I'm not going to sit here and roast him on that. His policies, I'm frustrated, but it is what it is. I've got two other points written down, but I'll leave it at that on Biden specifically.
Well, let me ask you this, Taffer Nerd, because here's the thing. I always say, if you put yourself out into the world, you should expect what comes back, right? If it's bad or good, you should expect it. Hell, defamation laws actually dictate that. I'm considered a, Elizabeth knows this better. I'm a limited liability celebrity. So if I say go after somebody for defamation, they may not allow me. And I can't sue specific people for defamation based on what they say because of limited liability celebrity. Bullshit. But it is what it is. I have kind of a thick skin and don't really give a flip. But here's Biden that's being put out as not just a celebrity, but the most powerful man in the free world. Is he not open to all of it? And if that's the case, do we not need to be loud about it so that maybe somebody with a semblance of morality, if it is in fact his medical situation, that they would pull back and say, hey, we need to do something here. Biden's slipping more and more. We know that's not going to happen, but that's kind of where my thought process is going after Mr. Potato Head. What do you think, Tap?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So let me clarify my position here. So
okay.
As far as I'm concerned, the president should resign. And I understand the implications of that, both for who the current vice president is and my frustration currently with the current Speaker of the House. Now, that said, I do think that he should resign. But as far as when I go to look at him objectively, as far as, okay, has he made a good decision? Did he screw up here? I'm not going to say specifically he screwed up because the dude's not there. He's applesauce brain.
True.
So he does need to resign. I'm not going to excuse the behavior.
Moms and dads of America, you love your kids, you love God, you love this country, and you're tired of watching companies betray your values and ruin great products. Don't get angry. Invest your time, energy, and money into the people that are building the country you want for your kids and standing for the values that will lead to their blessing and protection. Invest in companies like Brave Books. They are on a mission to create content for kids that is safe for them to enjoy. They have kids' books that teach about character, hard work, and the value of being brave. If you join their Book of the Month Club, you get a new book sent to your door every month that will teach your kids pro-God, pro-American values. Brave Books will not betray your trust. Your children and your grandchildren will thank you. Remember, the land of the free depends on the homes of the brave. This one's on me, bud.